Hey there, this is Rain for Res Life. You know, anger is a tricky thing. And maybe you have a friend who's dealing with some anger issues, and you're not sure how to help them, not sure how to bring it to their attention. It can be hard. Well, here's what I suggest. Take some time, the next chance you get, and pray about it. Pray that God would give you wisdom. You are going to have to talk to your friend. I mean, you could not talk to him, but if you talk to him, you can confront him with love. This happened recently with some of my friends, and I didn't know what to do. She was angry at me all the time, and I didn't think I had done anything. So I prayed over it. I asked God for wisdom and guidance as I talked to her. I told her I wanted to talk to her for just a few minutes and not a long time. When we were able to get away from the rest of our friends to somewhere private, I told her that I was feeling hurt by her attitude toward me recently. I told her I wasn't sure why she was angry with me, but I was sorry if I had upset her and I wanted to make things right. I was not expecting what she said next. She told me she was sorry. She hadn't realized that she'd been rude to me, and it turns out she wasn't even angry with me. The more I listened, the more she shared. She told me she was having a tough week. Some hard stuff had come up and it was really stressing her out. She felt stuck in life and she didn't know what to do. I am so glad I talked with her about it. Many times when a person directs anger your way, it's really not you that they're mad at. There's something else going on. Imagine if I had thrown her words back in her face. She would have been defensive and I probably wouldn't have gotten to hear what was going on with her. Because I did confront in love, our friendship grew and we were able to share life and pray for one another. Since then, our friendship has grown immensely, but the first step took courage. Remember what Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28 says, quote, "If you cannot control your anger, you are as helpless as a city without walls, open to attack," end quote.